It's a very positive impression. Overall, everything went relatively well. And I must commend the Ghanaian people and all the political parties and also all the voters for their sense of discipline and also the peaceful nature of this election. I have observed that there was a strong enthusiasm from all parts around these elections. And we have visited many polling stations, and what we observed is very encouraging for democracy in Ghana. I would recommend all the Ghanaian people and political leaders to continue this way so as to keep the peace and stability in this country. We have also observed that the use for the first time biometric machines for the voters identification, and I think that apart from some small incidents, everything went relatively well.
When you raise issues about some voter problems of breaking down of machines or lateness and all that, how proactive was the Electoral Commission to address some of these concerns you raised?
Sometimes we have acted swiftly, but as the chairman of the Electoral Commission explained to us, they have indeed given instructions that the batteries of all these identification machines should be changed every 5 hours. That is, if they start at 7, normally at 11 they should change the batteries, and also by 4 p.m. they should change the battery. But unfortunately, this instruction was not followed by everyone. I think that it is a lack of communication. They should sensitize more the presiding officers of the polling stations, and we could have avoided these incidents. But anyway, he assured us that where the machine broke down, they brought backup machines. But unfortunately, in some areas, or even these backup machines also broke down. So the recommendation we are making is that maybe in future, they may envisage using the voters list for identification. As long as you have a photograph of the voter, you have all his particulars, I believe that this can be a safe way for identification. But we have been told that the fact that they say that no identification by machine, no vote, is a collective decision by all parties, so that we respect this decision. And we believe also that it is a more viable way to identify voters, but sometimes you cannot trust techniques, so you have to live with it. But I think these are lessons that we should draw for the future elections.